Several times a year, our parish does a living rosary. Each person represents a bead on the rosary, and they form a human chain around the entire church representing each decade. One by one, they approach the statue of the Blessed Mother and recite their Our Father or Hail Mary. I've attended several of these beautiful living rosaries over the years, but I've never recalled being asked to be a bead. I think I was an assistant bead once. That's a person who accompanies the bead but does not get to say anything, and that's kind of tough for me. While I was humorously bemoaning that fact that I've been overlooked as bead material over the years, my friend Deacon Roger overheard my whining. He told me a story of a young boy who was overlooked when the sisters at the school selected kids to be beads at the school's living rosary. "Sister," he moaned, "I have never been a bead." And the wise and compassionate nun said, "But you are a glory bee." "A glory bee?" the young man asked with a confused look on his face. "Yes," sister replied. "Glory bee is set on the chain between the beads, and we both know that the chain holds the entire rosary together. So, you have a very important role." That's it, I thought. Just like the little boy, I am a glory bee. I can help hold the rosary together. Now, if I can only get over being picked last as a first grader playing the farmer in the dale, well, I guess I prefer being a glory bee to the cheese. This is Tony Agnese.